Imagine discovering that your lifelong struggles with anxiety, depression, and even physical ailments aren't permanent parts of who you are, but rather recordings of past traumas that could be completely erased. This revolutionary idea forms the foundation of Dianetics, which proposes that anyone can achieve optimal mental functioning, a state called clear, by eliminating unconscious trauma recordings called engrams. Despite the controversy surrounding its author and the religious movement that later evolved from it, Dianetics has sold over 20 million copies worldwide and continues to influence millions who seek to understand the hidden mechanisms of the mind. The book's enduring appeal lies in its audacious claim that we all possess the potential for extraordinary mental clarity and emotional freedom once we address the hidden sources of our limitations. Dianetics argues that survival drives all human behavior across four interconnected dynamics: personal survival, survival through reproduction, survival through groups, and survival of humanity as a species. These dynamics reinforce each other, creating a complex web of motivations shaping our choices. When pleasure aligns with survival across these dynamics, societies flourish, as seen during the Renaissance, where artistic expression and scientific discovery created a virtuous cycle of growth. Conversely, when pleasure becomes stigmatized, as after Rome's fall, societies decline into darkness. According to Dianetics, the most successful solutions provide the greatest good across all survival dynamics. Yet many make seemingly irrational decisions. Why fear public speaking more than death? Why sabotage thriving relationships? These behaviors stem from survival-oriented commands buried in our unconscious, once helpful during trauma, but now limiting our potential. This perspective reveals something profound. Humans are inherently good, naturally oriented toward creation and growth. Evil behaviors are manifestations of pain, not our natural state. Remove these pain recordings, and what emerges is a rational being oriented towards survival and creation. Dianetics divides the mind into three components. The analytical mind functions like a flawless computer, storing every perception, sight, sound, smell, taste, sensation, with perfect accuracy in standard memory banks that operate continuously except during unconsciousness. While most experiences remain accessible in memory, the analytical mind cannot reach those recorded during pain or unconsciousness. These become trapped in the reactive mind. The reactive mind operates through total identity, A equals A equals A equals A, where every perception during trauma becomes equal to all others. Like a fish injured in yellow, brackish water that later flees from similar water even without danger, humans form irrational associations through this mechanism. The somatic mind executes physical solutions determined by either the analytical or reactive mind, controlling bodily functions and implementing whatever commands it receives. This model explains why we sometimes act against our interests. When circumstances similar to original trauma re-stimulate an engram, the reactive mind temporarily overrides the analytical mind, forcing us to follow irrational commands recorded during moments of pain or unconsciousness. The cornerstone of Dianetics is the engram, a complete recording of every perception present during moments of pain and unconsciousness. Unlike normal memories, engrams aren't consciously accessible, but powerfully influence us when re-stimulated by similar circumstances. Consider a pregnant woman bumping into a table while her husband shouts, "Watch where you're going, you're always so clumsy." Dianetics claims this entire experience is recorded by the fetus, including physical pain, sounds, and words. Later in life, similar situations can activate this engram, triggering physical pain, emotional reactions, or compulsive behaviors. Engrams come in several types. Counter-survival engrams contain messages hindering survival. Pro-survival engrams appear helpful but aren't. Compassion engrams form when care is shown during pain, linking illness with receiving love. painful emotion engrams involve significant loss or rejection. What makes engrams powerful is their command value. The reactive mind interprets their content as literal instructions. A prenatal engram containing "I can't see straight" might manifest as vision problems. "I'm stuck" could create feelings of being trapped. Dianetics claims these engrams are the single source of all psychosomatic illnesses and irrational behaviors, and that erasing them can dramatically improve mental and physical health. Dianetics defines clear as a state free from engrams, resulting in freedom from psychosis, neurosis, compulsions, repressions, and psychosomatic illnesses. A clear person demonstrates superior intelligence and enjoys a vigorous life with enhanced sensory perception. Clears possess returning, the ability to fully relive past experiences with all original sensations, and imagination that functions completely across all senses. Their rationality is flawless, as the human mind only makes errors when aberrated or working with incorrect data. Most significantly, clears operate from self-determination rather than compulsion. They aren't merely adjusted, but truly free to act rationally based on their own assessment. The gap between a clear and a normal person parallels the difference between that normal person and a mental patient, representing a dramatic improvement in capability. This clear state embodies Dianetics' vision of optimal human potential. Individuals freed to use their natural abilities without limitations imposed by past traumas, suggesting we typically operate at only a fraction of our true capabilities. Dianetics therapy involves an auditor guiding a patient to locate and eliminate engrams. The process uses reverie, a relaxed yet fully conscious state unlike hypnosis, where the individual maintains complete awareness throughout the session. The auditor guides the patient along their time track to find moments of pain and unconsciousness. Through repeated recounting, the emotional charge diminishes until the engram erases, becoming a standard memory without aberrative power. The therapy follows key principles: non-judgmental removal of engram content, adherence to the auditor's code, addressing recent pain before earlier engrams, working with the mind's natural file clerk, and using techniques like repetition and flash answers to uncover engrams. Challenges include commands embedded in engrams that create resistance: holders, bouncers, deniers, groupers, and misdirectors. The ally computation, an unconscious belief that engrams are necessary for survival, presents particular difficulty. Dianetics claims anyone can achieve clear through persistent therapy, typically requiring between 100 to 1,000 hours, depending on case complexity. Since its 1950 publication, Dianetics has had a profound and controversial impact on our understanding of the human mind. The book sold out its first printing within weeks, remained on bestseller lists for months, and eventually spawned Scientology. Practitioners report transformative effects across various life domains, from improved relationships to enhanced creativity and decision-making. The book's enduring appeal lies in its promise that psychological problems aren't permanent conditions, but can be resolved through specific techniques. However, the scientific community has largely rejected Hubbard's claims about prenatal engrams and the concept of clear, citing lack of empirical evidence and reliance on anecdotal reports. The development of Scientology has further complicated its reception. Despite these controversies, elements of Dianetics methodology have influenced various self-help approaches, with its focus on resolving traumatic memories finding parallels in modern trauma therapy. The book concludes with Hubbard's challenge: "For God's sake, get busy and build a better bridge," representing the ongoing human quest to bridge the gap between our current state and our potential.